We come to God with our prayers for others, we pray. Eternal God, our only hope, our help in time of trouble, we bring our prayers to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, who identifies with and embraces all human suffering. We pray for peace in the world, O Lord, that weapons will be disarmed, guns silenced, and the flames of hate and spite be put out. Our prayers continue for Ukraine, and Russia, and Gaza, and Israel, Syria, and Iran. We pray, O Lord, for those who suffer pain and for those whose loneliness is soul-destroying, for those whose minds are disturbed and for those who live lives of quiet despair. We pray for them, O Lord, bring comfort and peace. We pray for those who have not had the opportunities to realize their potential, for those who are dissatisfied with something less than the life for which they were made, for those who know guilt, shallowness, and need, but who do not know Jesus, and for those who do. O Lord, for those who are in hospital or some other place of care, we pray. We pray for those who are dying and those who have recently faced death in all of its stark reality, for their family and friends, again, that there may be your comfort and your peace. We continue, O Lord, to commit Artburst to you for the plans that come together this week and indeed Friday night and Saturday, for all of the practical things that need to come together, and pray for your blessing upon all of these things who will come, that there may be a sense of the warmth of fellowship amongst your people, that indeed there may be inspiration within themselves, yes, but be able, an inspiration that turns towards the Son, that turns towards you. Our prayers continue, O Lord, for Wendy in her coordinating role, that you'll grant to her your peace this week especially, and a calmness of spirit, and indeed for the many others that will be sharing in some organisational part of this event. For those who are volunteering, we thank you. Help us to work together well as a community. O Lord, at times we easily identify with the fear of the disciples when they were caught in the storm. Like them, our faith falters and our anxiety levels soar when life becomes too turbulent for us. Time and again, Lord, the stresses of living and working and learning threaten to swamp us. Our lives sometimes feel as though they are spinning out of control with worries over health, relationships, finances, the state of the world. Please, O Lord, draw us back to you in those moments as we turn to you. For you create us by your power and you redeem us by your love and grace. Please guide and strengthen us by your Spirit that we may give ourselves in love and service to one another and to you as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.